My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today, more important than ever. And the reason being, our lifestyle choices have taken us down some, well, pretty unhealthy roads. And we will hit that point of realization when we truly know that it's time to make a change. Not everybody hits it in time before something bad happens, but hopefully we will. And we'll start to look at things a little bit differently and maybe motivate ourselves to start prioritizing our everyday choices as well as our good health. Because the thing about it is no matter where you turn and spin and start going down another direction, hopefully a healthy one, you will see changes. And no matter what it is that you've been doing, obviously, if you stop doing those things and start doing a healthier protocol, it's going to be noticeable. And the more noticeable it is, sometimes the more motivating it is, and then it allows us to want to do even more. Do we ever get to the point when we don't see success on our healthy journeys? Yes, and I think that's one of the biggest downfalls. And I think the reason sometimes we don't see great results is because maybe we didn't follow the ask question protocol or do our homework. And maybe we thought that just grabbing something off a health food store shelf or using one thing or try to file some, you know, following somebody else's protocol, which can lead you down an unsuccessful road, because as we're all different, their journey may not mesh with your journey. And what they're doing that may be working may be a completely different thing than what you should be using. And that's where having those dialogues and having those conversations really does make a difference. Welcome to the Staying Healthy radio show. I'm so glad you're here today. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning. And remember, those are the live shows. If you cannot tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived. And they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. And StayHealthyLasVegas.com is now carrying the podcast of the show on their webpage. So one way or another, you can hear the show, hear it again, send a friend, send a coworker, let them listen. Maybe it's on a topic that you were just talking about yesterday at work or at lunch or at the mailbox getting your mail, and you think to yourself, you know what, they would benefit from this guest, this topic, this conversation, because you know what it's all about? Information and education. And being able to pass that on to someone else, that's a great thing. So I hope you will utilize this as a good tool and be able to pass it on to other people so they can get the benefit as well. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They are in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. How cool is that? You know, today we're looking for things like longevity, and we're looking for companies that we can believe and trust in, and, you know, and using products is no different at all. You know, when a company has gained our trust already, we already want to use the next new thing that they have coming out or make them our go-to company because we've seen results, we love the way they do their job, we love the way they manufacture and formulate, and we trust they're using the best raw products. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is one of those companies where you're able to put great trust in because of what they do for the people that come to their store. seeing as they're in their fourth decade in the Valley, seeing as they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, it means longevity is definitely part of their business. They also carry the best of the best products in every department at great prices every day, and they have something that you won't always find at all health food stores around the country. The most knowledgeable staff, the most passionate staff, educated and knowledgeable and on top and relevant as to what's going on in the health and nutrition field. That's what they're all about. And today that's even more important because there's so much information that confusion and misinformation is leading the pack on the things that we listen to and read. And let's face it, aren't we all looking for a perfect article that will tell us exactly what we want to hear and will work around all of our idiosyncrasies and all of our habits and still allow us to have our cake and eat it too? And then we have that article says, well, it says I could do this. It says I didn't have to change anything, that it was just magic and it would take care of everything and I didn't have to do anything. Of course we want that article. Of course we want a magic wand store. I'd like to own a franchise of a magic wand store because then everybody would be able to get what they're looking for and not have to make any changes. Well, sorry, reality tells us that we got where we are because of most of the things that we're doing, and to get away from that, we have to stop doing what we're doing to get what we're trying to find. So there is work involved. Work brings confusion, but Stay Healthy Health Food Store helps to clear the confusion and sort out the misinformation. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their new webpage where you can listen to the podcast. You can print coupons to use in the store. You can also leave your email address for future newsletters. It's stayhealthylasvegas.com. Don't forget to give a thumbs up on Facebook, like their Facebook page, stay connected to the store. Their posts are well worth the second it takes to click like on their Facebook page. And of course, remember you can email your orders to the store at contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com, and your order will be ready when you get there. Well, today we're going to be talking about fish oil, and we're going to be talking about Barlean's, and we're going to be talking about emulsification. You know, the interesting thing about emulsification is we obviously know what emulsification is. You know, if you think of mayonnaise and you think of things like even laundry detergent, things use emulsification to keep things blended and creamy. Like if you take oil and water and you put it in a bottle and you shake it up, it mixes together. But, you know, soon after that, they separate oil and water. Emulsification is a process that allows them to be able to have the molecules broken down to a very small, tiny size, but also incorporate them together so they stay blended. And I think that's one of the things that you'll notice with the Seriously Delicious line of fish oils from Barlean's, is that they are in this creamy, smoothie-like technology and consistency, and it keeps everything kind of, well, blended, and that's really important. So I thought I would talk a little bit about the emulsification process from Barlean's, and maybe it'll give you a better understanding, and then we can talk about some of the products that are available, as well as some of the great benefits of fish oil. You know, the interesting thing is, you know, if you go on and you pull up, you know, articles, you know, on things, you're going to get one opinion, but when you start pulling them up from hospitals and from clinics like Mayo Clinic and things like that, you start to get some really good information. I pulled up just today just to see what Mayo Clinic had to say about fish oil, and it was quite interesting. It says, it defines it first, fish oil is a dietary source of omega-3 fatty acids, substances our body needs for many functions, from muscle activity to cell growth. Omega-3 fatty acids are derived from food. They can't be manufactured in the body. Fish oil contains two omegas called DHA and EPA, very high in fish. And fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, trout, halibuts, shellfish, and mussels, oysters, and crabs. And even some nuts carry the alpha-linolenic acid, ALA, of omega-3. Fish oils come in liquid, capsules, and pill form and are available. Many people take fish oils to reduce the risk of heart attacks and strokes, to treat high triglycerides, high blood pressure, and to improve symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. And I like this because this is actually coming from Mayo Clinic. And, you know, we put a lot of, very good pride in a lot of these major hospitals and centers. And a lot of times it's more of an uphill battle to get them to recommend anything that's not behind the pharmaceutical counter. But times have changed, and it's not the same situation as it was 40 years ago. They do talk about a couple different things like heart disease. Research shows that eating dietary sources of fish oil like tuna and salmon twice a week is associated with reduced risk of developing heart disease. Taking fish oil supplements for at least 6 months has been shown to reduce the risk for heart-related events like heart attack and death in people who are at high risk of heart disease. Research also shows that the risk of congestive heart failure is lower in adults who have higher levels of EPA fatty acids. And they also talk about blood pressure. Multiple studies report modest reductions in blood pressure in people who take fish oil supplements. There's some evidence that this effect is greater for people with moderate to severe hypertension than those with the mild. And that's even better to know. High triglycerides and cholesterol, strong evidence that omega-3 fatty acids can significantly reduce blood pressure and triglyceride levels. And I think that's really important. It also appears to be a slight improvement in high-density lipoprotein, HDL, or the good stuff, although the increase in levels of low-density was also observed. Now, what I find with that is that sometimes we have to incorporate other things. Once again, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. You can't eat a really unhealthy, fatty, fast food, processed food diet and expect to see things change in every other area and rely solely on eating a piece of salmon and taking your fish oil supplements. We need to be following. If you're in a risk category, you need to be on a Mediterranean diet because it's an anti-inflammatory diet. You need to be drinking water. You need to be doing exercise and get that exercise approved with your doctor to make sure it's safe for you. You need to be making sure that you're having a positive attitude, that you're also, taking your supplements regularly. You're getting enough rest at night. There are things that we really need to do. So it's not that we just get to rely on one thing. Once again, that's that magic wand theory, and it just doesn't work. We have to make sure that we are positively making changes, and that's when we have to take responsibility. Now, when you think about using fish oils, a lot of people like fish oil capsules, a lot of people like the oil. I like all of them. I've been using liquid fish oil in my smoothies and things. I like the capsules. The emulsification is something that is newer, and I think Barleans was really truly pioneers in this area. So I think this is interesting. I think you'll like this. Barleans has long been known for their seriously delicious emulsified fish and flax oil. Now, they were formerly called Omega Swirls. Remember, I used to do radio shows and call them Swirls. And now they bring the same technology to other things in their line, like their CBD. Now, when you think about emulsification, you have to think about enhanced absorption. By emulsifying the nutritional oil in their seriously delicious products, they make the nutrients in them more bioavailable or absorbable to your body. That means that you get more nutritional value out of every spoonful. How much more? Well, they know that you can get up to 3 times more absorbability. Another reason a lot of people get turned off to fish oil are the burps. We hate fish burps. Barleans hates the fish burps also. When seriously delicious, you don't get the fish burps. Those burps are a sign that your body's having trouble digesting because you can absorb the emulsified nutritional oils in the seriously delicious supplements better. You get to avoid those nasty fish burps. And that's a really, really big thing. Also, the creamy texture and the delicious taste of their seriously delicious product mean that even kids will ask for their fish and flax oils. And they even came out with a separate division called Omega Pals, just for kids, with really cool, fun labels on them that kids love. So, this is how it works. Our bodies are not great at absorbing oils. We know this. If you ever feel queasy after eating something greasy or oily, that's your body's way of saying it's having a hard time processing it. When we consume oil or fat, our bodies automatically begin to break it down with digestive enzymes and bile in order to emulsify and micronize it. You mean basically mixing it with water, reducing it into smaller, easier to absorb molecules. Once emulsified, these molecules travel down in our intestines where they are absorbed through the intestinal wall. Now, Barleen's Seriously Delicious products are pre-emulsified, so the body doesn't need to work as hard and potentially lose valuable nutrients in the process. This process allows you to more quickly and efficiently absorb the nutrients into your bloodstream. A better absorption means you're actually getting more out of the nutrients that you're after. How cool is that? The other thing is, it's delicious. And I say this every time I talk about, you know, it used to be Swirls and now it's Seriously Delicious. I remember the expo when they launched their first Swirl at that time. And I remember standing in line with Marge, and we were standing there and she's like, "What is this?" And I said, "They say this is fish oil." And we were just like, okay. So they put it on a spoon and gave it to us, and we both tasted it, you know, apprehensive, wondering if we should hold our nose because you know what fish oil is. And it was absolutely the most incredible thing. It tastes like lemon meringue pie without the meringue, just the lemon. And I looked at her and I said, "Does that taste really good to you?" And we agreed that it did. So as we were visiting the Barleen's booth at Expo, we kept looking around, watching people sample this. And it was hysterical because people were like, "Oh my goodness, are you serious? This is fish oil?" I think that was the dawn and the birth of a completely separate category of utilization of omega-3s. Was it necessary? Absolutely. Was it groundbreaking? Yeah. And did it open up the door or reopen a door that was slammed shut by people that otherwise were not or did not want to use omega-3s? Yeah, it did. Because so many people didn't want to use it because they had a bad experience with bad taste in their mouth or fish burps, or they didn't digest really well, or they found it annoying, or they didn't like the taste, or it was something. That was no longer an issue. I said many times over the years that Barleen is the objectionless company, because what they do is before they add another branch to that foundation of their 30-year history in this industry, before they add another whole sector, they make sure what is needed, what is necessary, what people are looking for, and they take that technology and that information. And if it is something that's applicable that they can do incredibly well, which is the only reason they'll release it, is if it is done well, is the idea that they're going to be able to make things a lot better, more absorbable, more digestible, and allow people to be more consistent and more pleased and happy with the end result of the product. But this not only was great for people that just loved the taste instantly, it was also an amazing tool for the people that wanted to find an easier, more delicious way of using their omega-3s, and also for that huge category of people that for whatever reason never tried fish oil, tried it and hated it, tried it, didn't want to ever use it again and put it away and close that door to something as important as omega-3s. Because they're that important. So they reopen those doors and re-enlighten those people that, no, you don't have to have these problems here because we're going to make sure that it works. And now we have, you know, something that is available for you that you can use and feel comfortable with. And I think that is truly important. So when you start looking at this emulsification process, what you need to take away from this is that the process, number one, allows you to get more out of the oils that you're using. It allows you to enjoy the actual process of taking and enjoying them because they're so delicious. It offers you a variety of ways to utilize the product in different flavors and different combinations and blends. And it also, you know, opens up the door for you to start getting the benefit when you may not have been able to get the benefit in the past. And how important is that? To be able to get the benefit from something so important as omega-3. I think it really makes a dramatic difference. And I think it truly allows us to, you know, keep those doors open and allow people to benefit from something they may not have been able to digest before. Because, you know, when I was talking just a minute ago about, you know, when you eat oily, greasy food, how sometimes our bodies don't react well, it's usually a sign that we don't have the capability of breaking down oils well, and we already are, you know, pretty on the edge about digesting oils and fats, yet we continue to choose foods that are high fat anyway. But if you can take that fat and utilize it in a way that really does make a difference, I mean, you're going to be able to really see all of the different things. It really is a magic of emulsification, and truly giving you a great way to start getting the benefit of these fish oils. And you know what? All I can tell you is, when, like I was reading the list of things from Mayo Clinic, the medical establishment is very much on board. But we also need to remember that you still have to eat a healthy diet. You still need to make sure that you are maybe sharing it with your physician as well, letting him know the list of things that you're using. Some people that use fish oil capsules, maybe the regular capsules, can get loose stools, they can get indigestion, fish burps, sometimes a fishy aftertaste and bad breath. And those are things that they cite even on the Mayo Clinic page, you know, to make sure you're using a quality fish oil. If you're on certain blood thinners, you may need to share it with your physician to make sure that you're not overthinning the blood, because omega-3s are blood movers. They do help to prevent platelet aggregation, you know, sticky blood. So you want to make sure that you share it with your doctor. Most cardiovascular doctors that I know my friends and family and listeners go to will recommend omega-3s. And the bottom line on all this, some people hate fish. They're not going to eat it. No matter what you do, whether you're baking it, stir-frying it, sauteing it, poaching it, they're not doing fish. They don't like the smell. They don't like the taste. I love fish. But some fish sometimes is fishy to the point where it's like almost a little overwhelming. But I love fish. A lot of people also, on the other side of that coin, consider deep-fried fish on a white bun with tartar sauce as a serving of fish. And not so much. If you're going to use fish and you want to want the benefit, then you're going to need to make sure that it's baked or broiled or poached, but not deep fried in panko crumbs. That usually doesn't really give us that omega-3 advantage. But you know, most people that I know that use fish oils on the Barlean's, they use their capsules or their oil and their smoothies, or they're using the Seriously Delicious, are not fish consumers. They want the benefit, but there is no way they're going to eat the fish. And when people, this is something people feel very strongly about. They either like fish, love fish, or they hate it. Now, I know people that'll say, well, I like lobster. Well, you know, okay. But, you know, when you get to the real beneficial fish and the wild salmon and mackerel and halibut and all that stuff, no, they're not going to do it. But isn't there nice that we have a backup? Isn't it nice that we have the availability of being able to get our omega-3s without the burps in a very digestible, heavily digestible way because of emulsification? I mean, I think that that's very, very good. And I think it's wonderful because it allows us to, you know, see benefit. I mean, a lot of people will say, you know, I see the benefit in my skin. Or I see the benefit, you know, in my joints. Or I see the benefit in my blood work. You know, my doctor's crazy, happy, pleased because my cholesterol is balancing out. You know, my triglycerides are down. And, you know, so, you know, we're seeing results in a lot of different ways. And I think that that's important for us to be able to stay on board with. So let's talk about some of these. And the thing about it is because you're not just having one thing to choose from, one flavor profile, you do have different ways of choosing this, and you get to actually work with your palate. And remember how strong our palate is. You know, I say all the time, our palate is stronger than we can believe, because your palate is what decides the cravings and those, oh, I can't stop thinking about this food until you eat it. You know, because cravings are strong, and yeah, sometimes switching over to a Mediterranean diet means you're leaving a lot of those simple carbs and deep fried foods and fast food, junk food and sugars and all those things behind, and your palate is still in that junk food state of mind. So your palate is going to be like, oh, come on, let's just have it. You know, he's not around here, he's not going to know. Let's just have it. We want this, and we want it now. Do we ever give in to our palates? Of course we do. We call them cravings, but what it really is our palate telling us what it wants to taste and savor. And it doesn't matter if we know it's good or bad for us. You know, when you get those cravings that are that strong, most of the time you do it. Now, I'm personally under my mindset is that if you're really having that craving, then have a little bit of whatever it is that you need and get it out of your mind. But the problem with it is we go back to our old ways and we eat the large quantity of it until we're stuffed, and then we just feel so guilty. You don't have to feel guilty about having, let's say that you're craving, you're in your diet, you're three weeks in, you're eating all the vegetables and fruits, and you want pizza badly, and you can't stop thinking about it. And every commercial on TV is about pizza. And you're opening up a magazine, pizza, and your body's saying, come on, let's have it. Where you might have eaten an entire pizza before, have a slice. Enjoy it. Chew it slowly. Savor the flavors. And then go to your salad or your vegetables or your chicken breast or whatever. But this way you can do it without the guilt. You can satisfy the craving because really it's just the taste sensation that your palate wants. It doesn't want you to eat a whole pizza. It just wants to taste pizza. So when you wrap your mind around the whole idea that you're just satisfying that craving, it really does make a difference. But you have to do the things behind, and you do have to push back a little bit when you're getting healthy. But the most wonderful thing is you never have to push yourself to use the Seriously Delicious fish oils. Because they're so incredible, you're going to want to use them. And they taste so delicious, they actually give you almost like a dessert kind of sensation on your tongue. And you know, you can take these Seriously Delicious products and put them over plain yogurt and turn that yogurt into pure deliciousness. And then take it a step further, throw in some, you know, Fortiflax and some chia seeds and some nuts and some fruit. Turn it into a dessert. Have that as your dessert in the evening time. Get some more omegas out of the way. You know, or put it on a piece of toast or a bagel in the morning rather than jelly. I mean, you can be really creative and you get that sensation and taste that you love. And underneath that, you're getting all the benefit. So let's talk about one of the first ones. Let's talk about Seriously Delicious Pina Colada. Now, I've tried all these. I've used them all. The Pina Colada literally tastes like you are somewhere on a beach and they bring you a Pina Colada to your chair under your umbrella. And these things give you 3 times better absorption of the omega-3s with no fish burps. It yields 720 milligrams of EPA DHA per serving, and you get that delicious taste and texture that even your kids are going to love. And the great thing, non-GMO, gluten-free, sugar-free, no artificial colors or sweeteners, and made with highly purified fish oil, free of mercury and other heavy metals. It's so delicious, you're going to be literally think you're having a pina colada. And I mean, where else, you know, can we, I mean, this was never an idea anybody, I think, had way back when. Because I'm telling you, the year that this broke, and the show that this broke at, I don't think people really were expecting how absolutely incredible this was. And I just think that it's absolutely incredible. You know, and I think the longer that you use this product and see the benefits and always think to yourself, you know what, I don't have to hate this, I enjoy it, you're gonna like it even more. So keep that one in mind. So Pina Colada, the first one. How about this? Seriously Delicious Fish Oil Mango Peach. I mean, every one of these are going to put you on a beach somewhere in the Caribbean. I mean, it's just so delicious. Same thing, 3 times better absorption of omega-3 with no fish burps. 720 milligrams of EPA, DHA, and 400 units of vitamin D per serving. This is mango peach flavor. It is fresh. It is delicious. It's like eating fresh fruit right off the spoon. I don't know how they do it. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. And I don't know how they get that flavor without using artificial flavors or colors or sweeteners or sugar or anything else, but they do get it. And I'm telling you, off the spoon, whoever thought that fish oil could be so delicious? Because I'm going to tell you, when I was a kid and my grandmother used to give us cod liver oil off the spoon, it was disgusting. And we did it anyway. We did it because We were told to. But I'll tell you what, I put up a fight every single time because it was disgusting and you could not get that taste off your tongue no matter what you ate. It hung around all day long. I have no trouble using this. I mean, I have to watch myself. Every time I go by, I keep it cold in the refrigerator. I have no trouble. I look in the refrigerator. I could grab that bottle and take a tablespoon every time I walk by the refrigerator. That's how good it is. Do I like which one better than the other? I like them all. I don't want to choose. I want to be able to just grab a bottle and take it and know I'm getting omega-3s and lick the spoon and put it back in the refrigerator and know that I've got my omega-3s. I think that they are brilliant in their formulations. I mean, they are the oil company and have been now for 30 years. So they're already widely respected in the oil industry. And within the retail stores and the nutritional industry and the natural products industry, they are accepted and revered as the oil company. Because that's what they did and have done for the longest time. Now, they brought more great things in, but their foundation, you know, that trunk of the tree, the strength of the family company now over 30 years, was oils. And yes, it's developed into other things, but that foundation is still the same. So definitely, you're definitely going to enjoy these flavors. So mango peach pina colada, and the one that I think started it all was the lemon cream, which is what I tell people all the time. Radio is different than like doing a lecture or doing TV because you're able to be visual. Use pictures and charts and things like that. On radio, you have to actually paint a picture. So I tell people to imagine it's pie month at Marie Callender's. And you go to Marie Callender's and you have your dinner and they come out and they go, okay, would you guys like to have a pie? You could have a piece now and take the rest home. So I imagine a lemon meringue pie and I tell them, hold the meringue. So they bring out this beautiful pie, baked beautifully. The crust is nice and golden, light brown. It's not burnt. It's not overdone. And the inside of the pie is that yellow, shiny, delicious, I mean, drooling kind of amazing taste sensation that you can taste just by looking at it, that tart, sweet lemon filling. So imagine you take a spoon and you don't cut a piece. You just go right into the middle of the pie and you take a whole spoon of that yellow deliciousness. That is what this one tastes like, lemon cream. Oh my God, it's so delicious. And it is definitely a tart sweetness that really does resonate with people that love that tart sweet. And if you love lemon, lemonade, lemon in your water, or lemon custard, or lemon cream pie, or anything like that, you are going to dig this because it is so delicious. This was actually the one that we tasted at the very beginning, was the lemon. And I'm not a big lemon person. Never really have been, but this was unbelievable. And I will never forget that day. Sitting there watching people and their eyes rolling back, all making yummy sounds. I mean, that's how you know it's a success, when you're watching people and their eyes are going back and they're going, oh my God, so good. I mean, they knew they had a home run right there. And not just for the taste, but for the molecular breakdown of the molecules to the size that were more absorbable, knowing that they were going to allow people to get three times the effects and benefits in a more digestible, absorbable way, and at the same time, taste so absolutely incredible. I mean, how could you not know that it was a great success at that point in time? Because it was. So, pina colada, mango peach, of course, the lemon cream. And this one is also amazing and delicious. Key lime. Now, I will tell you, now this is an ultra potency. 1,500 milligrams of EPA and DHA per serving. And of course, the same thing, three times the absorption of omega-3s. If you've ever been to Key West, or if you've just been anywhere where you've had key lime pie, this is key lime pie. I'm telling you, it is key lime pie to the taste sensation of your palate. And I mention this every time I talk about this because I love this flavor. I was at a demo, and there was a young lady doing a demo there, and she actually had these little cups, and she had vanilla yogurt in there, and then she broke up a graham cracker, and she sprinkled it in kind of like the crust, and then she added in the key lime. Seriously delicious. And she told people when she sampled it, she goes, mix it all together with a spoon and take all three parts together. It was key lime pie. I'm telling you. It was absolutely incredible. It tasted like the best key lime pie that I'd ever had before because I know what really good key lime pie tastes like. I had it in Key West and they have the best. And it was incredible. But people that have used this and tried it, they love it. I know people at home that still add it to vanilla yogurt and use a little graham cracker every day. That's how good it tastes. I have a friend that uses this every day and she puts it on her graham cracker as a snack. It's a snack, it's her omega-3s. She said it keeps me out of the chips and out of all that kind of stuff in my hand and the vending machine. So she has a bottle of this at work. She brings a box of graham crackers. And about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, she takes out her graham cracker, puts a big squeeze of the key lime, and smears it on her graham cracker. That's her snack. She is not going to change it. She loves it. She looks forward to it every day. I mean, it's kept her from eating thousands of snack calories that she doesn't eat anymore. And she's also getting the benefit of an ultra form of omega-3 EPA at about 1,500 milligrams for the serving. Creativity is really fun with this. You can use it many ways. I just had a friend that chimed in. She goes, I put it on my bagel every morning, Jeff. She goes, I have two or three flavors in the refrigerator. I toast my bagel. She said, but I take it a step further. She goes, I do what you do. She goes, I add flaxseed oil and let it drizzle down and soak in the bagel. She goes, and then I cover it with my omega-3 Seriously Delicious. What a great idea. I mean, there's not a wrong way to do these things. You can be as creative as you want to be and as adventurous as you want to be. So have fun with it. Now, this one, I think, is my favorite flavor and my favorite formula, but for two reasons. This is called Total Omega, and it basically is an orange cream flavor. The reason that I like this is because it's a combination of flax, fish, and borage oils, omega-3, 6, and 9. I think this one is made more for the person that doesn't want to say, I want just fish or I want just flax. I want them both. Now, the way that I describe the flavor of this one, and I remember when I tasted it the first time, I was instantly hooked. If you're old like me and you think about as you were a kid and used to go ask for the spare change in your dad or mom's purse or pocket because the ice cream man was coming around. Of course, back then when things were like a dime or 15 cents, boy, that shows my age. And you'd run out there to the ice cream man and they'd ask what you wanted. They had all those little pictures all over. And you wanted a creamsicle. Loved creamsicles. See, I wasn't much into chocolate and stuff like that, but I loved the creamsicle. Creamsicle was orange, it was on a stick, and the inside was all white cream. And it was so good. And when you took a bite of it, you got the orange and the cream together, and it was just heaven on your tongue. And as a kid, you were just like, oh, it was the best thing ever. I mean, no dessert your mom made, nothing you had taste any better. This was the ultimate flavor. And everybody had their own that they loved. Ice cream sandwiches, those rocket pops and popsicles and all that. Me, it was a creamsicle. That's exactly what this is. This is a creamsicle. And if you close your eyes and take it off the spoon, you're going to think somebody melted down a creamsicle and then chilled it and then put it on a spoon for you because that is exactly what it tastes like. How cool is that? Will I grab the bottle because of the taste? Yes. Will I continue to take it because it tastes good? Of course. Of course, I know that it's emulsified. I know that it's three times more absorbable than a regular fish oil. I also know that when I use it, it's going to taste incredible, and I'm going to get a benefit from it because of the way that it's emulsified. I also feel good that there's no gluten in there. It's non-GMO. There's no artificial flavors or colors or sugar, and it's naturally sweetened. Yes, I like that. I also like that it's made with purified fish oil with no mercury or heavy metals. So am I all about that? Yes, I am. I think it's incredible. And I think that that's just another reason. You may use it because you love the sensation on your tongue and it tastes delicious. And you know what? That's okay. You may stay with it because it tastes so good. But you know that way down deep, you're taking it because it's incredible. Now, how about this? Omega-3, I'm going to throw this in anyway, even though I'm doing fish today. I just think it's cool to throw this one in. Blackberry smoothie made with flax oil. That's another flavor. Another flavor sensation for you. Let's say that you want to go that way. You can. There's also, you know, things that are available you may not even know about. Here's one that's awesome. How about another high potency oil? How about fresh oil citrus sorbet? That's another of those 1500 milligram fish oil combinations. If you've ever been to a restaurant where they serve courses, it's like one of those real kind of bougie kind of restaurants where you go and they've got like 5, 6, 7, 8 courses. And they come and they pace the food so you have conversation. And then they'll bring another appetizer. And then sometimes between an appetizer and something a little bit more substantial, they'll bring a tiny little taste of a sorbet because they want you to kind of, you know, have something sweet to kind of cleanse your palate before you go to the next food profile. I mean, I'm talking real bougie here, you know, and that's cool. I mean, I've been to, I think, one of those in my life, and it was like 3 hours long, and I was ready to go after a half hour. But the company was wonderful, and the food was delicious. This is what this one tastes like. It tastes like a citrus sorbet that you're having to kind of cleanse your palate. It's very fresh. It's very clean. It's very cleansing to the palate, and it's just very... You just kind of, that taste sensation on your tongue is just really, really delicious. You know, it's a fruit flavor, but it's citrusy and it's sweet at the same time. And it's something that for people that like limes and oranges and lemons and that really citrusy kind of a taste, that's what it tastes like. And it's quite delicious and it's very, very fresh. It's very, very, when you have it, it just kind of instantly freshens your mouth. I mean, yeah, you're getting all the omega-3s and you're getting all those other stuff, and that's fantastic. You know, but it's just, once again, we're playing with a flavor profile. Everybody has a different profile that they really, really like. You know, so it could be that you love the taste of a pina colada, or maybe you drink a virgin pina colada without alcohol. That's what it tastes like. Maybe you like a tropical drink on the beach in the Caribbean with your toes in the sand, and you got this big, gigantic, you know, goblet snifter in front of you with fruit hanging off of it, but it's peach mango, a smoothie texture. Then maybe that's a way for you. Maybe you like going to Marie Callender's, and you'll want to be that one person scooping out the middle of a pie, and a lemon meringue pie without the meringue, just the lemon. That's the lemon cream. Maybe this year is the year you're going to head down to Key West and watch the sunset on the far side of the island, which is like a thing. I didn't know this. Actually, people, the entire island goes to that side of the island to watch the sunset and go into the water. It's really interesting. And if you don't go, they're asking you why you're not going. So you go. You know, you go over there and you watch it and it's fun and everybody's eating key lime pie. Oh, and conch fritters. Yuck. Those were terrible. I tried them. You know what a conch is? It's one of those shells, and I guess they pull it out and they chop it up and saute it and wrap it with breadcrumbs and deep fry them like hush puppies. And they serve these conch fritters. Wasn't a fan. But the key lime pie, whew, I was all over that. Both pieces, every time. What if you want to be like me and you want to have fish and flax and borage together because you don't want to choose? That's the creamsicle. That's the orange cream. Something you might want to keep in mind. I think you'll love that. And maybe you decide you want something more citrusy, maybe something that gives you a little bit of a tanginess. That would be the ultra high potency, the citrus sorbet. I mean, you could be really creative with these. And you can really pick. And obviously, there's the essential woman. There's also the passion pineapple smoothie, which is something you might want to look at too, because that's also a fish oil base that gives you something a little different. It's the third of the ultra formulas. Passion pineapple. I mean, There's people that love passion fruit. They love pineapple. They love a taste of the islands. You know, sitting on the islands, maybe having a huge barbecue on the beach and having a big bowl of delicious fruit and pineapple and all that kind of wonderfulness. That would be this one. That would be passion pineapple smoothie. And if people like things that are very sweet and kind of savory on their palate, you might want to think about this one. This is another ultra. The citrus sorbet, the key lime pie, and the passion pineapple, those are all the ultra formulas that give you the 1500 milligrams of EPA and DHA. And whether you use the ultra or the standard formulas, you're still getting that emulsification. You're still getting the benefit of the breakdown of the molecules into more absorbable size and more digestible formulations. So your body gets more. You get more benefit. You starts with the flavor. Actually, it starts with the smell. When you open the bottle, you smell what it's going to taste like, which is already starting to cause your tongue to kind of and your mouth to kind of salivate because it's so delicious. And then you're going to taste it, and the first step is going to be obviously in your mouth the taste. And then you also get the peace of mind of knowing that you're going to digest it. And then you also don't have to worry about the burping, because that is a terrible, terrible thing. You know, I have tried fish oils over my many, many years, and I've had companies I like, but their fish oils were terrible. And there's nothing worse than an hour after you've had dinner and you've taken it that you burp up and it tastes like you're chewing a piece of raw fish. That is a terrible taste, and it's so hard to get that taste out of your mouth, and it leaves you with a real kind of, you know, not happy about this feeling. You know, so I love that we are able to definitely, do things in a very constructive way, knowing that we're going to have a great benefit. Now, the other thing is, when do you use this product? Whenever. You don't have a right way or a wrong way. You don't have to take it one way. You don't have to take it with food, without food. You can take it anytime you want, and you get the benefit. And that's a really good thing. What about kids? Kids can use the adult formulas. They can use the Omega Pals. I like using the Omega Pals as a tool because what it does is it allows the kids to really become involved. The labels are so kid-friendly, and they're very, very comical. They're very cartoonish, and they're very fun. They made really fun labels on the Omega Pals for kids. And before you know it, they're going to be moving up to the other formula as well. But, you know, why not use the benefit of fun and cartoony and really creative labels to entice the kids to want to be involved? I hear from parents all the time saying, I can't believe it. My kids ask for their fish oils. They ask for them because they want their Omega Pals. They love taking the bottle and squeezing it on the spoon. That's getting them involved. You are creating amazing habits for your children that they can carry into adulthood and be those kids and then adults and then middle-aged and elderly adults that have been on fish oils their entire life. How cool is that? And it all started with them having something fun and enjoyable and that they became a part of. And I think that is very cool. So what I'm thinking is, when do we actually get to the point when we stop, you know, focusing on our fish oil category? We don't. It's something we need to work on all the time. It's something that we need to continually work on. It's something that we need to make sure that we're focusing on because it's that important. So let me tell you these flavors one more time just so you'll actually remember all of them. When you start looking at these swirls, you can talk to them at Stay Healthy. They can help you out. Original formulas, pina colada, mango peach, lemon cream. Combination blend with fish and flax would be the orange creamsicle. The ultra category, key lime and citrus sorbet and pineapple smoothie passion. I mean, they're so delicious. And you know what? Although I'm stressing the delicious category, I know how strong our palates are. I know how impressed they are with being in charge of what we eat and what we crave. And I also know that we give in So if you can actually use something that makes that much of a difference to your taste profile, you know, it's not going to take long for your palate to say, you know, this is pretty good. I kind of like this. We could do this. This is a good flavor sensation. I like this. And then your profile will come on board, your taste profile will come on board, your palate will be happy, and then your body gets all the benefit of beautiful fish oils, which we all need anyway. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley? Did you know that they are actually a category of health food stores that brings more than you can possibly imagine to the marketplace? They have longevity. They're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They have the most amazing, knowledgeable, passionate, educated, and informative and relevant staffs you'll ever work with in a health food store. They carry only the best of the best products in their store. The best in every department, the best of the best, so you're not going to make a mistake. They have great discussions and dialogues with you. They make you feel comfortable, and they are a very much giving of peace of mind store. And that's really important in this crazy self-service world where we can't even get an answer from some of the places we go. There's nothing worse to me than going in a store and having somebody standing behind the counter playing on their phone, and I can't get a question. I don't get greeted. I don't get answers to my question because they're so busy texting on the phone or talking on the phone that they don't even recognize or even realize that somebody's in the store, or they just don't care. I just leave. I want to go somewhere. I don't need to be catered to. I need to be welcomed, but I also need to know that if I have a question, I can get an answer. And it also has to be a store that carries good quality products that I can trust. But that individuality, that one-on-one, being able to have a discussion and a dialogue, that's important to me. That's why I'm not one of those people that shop a lot online. I don't do that. What I do is I'd rather go somewhere. I want to touch it. I want to feel it. I want to hold it. I want to see it. I want to compare it against what's next to it. And I want to make sure that I have the availability of the knowledge and the conversation. And I want to make sure when I go the next time, I continue the conversation and create relationships. That's what's important to me. And I'm pretty sure it's important to a lot of us. I just think that full service stores have kind of disappeared. But Stay Healthy Health Food Store, they're going strong. They're doing what they do. They're good at it. And people rely on that because there's no other category of your health that's more important. Nothing than getting healthy, being healthy, and staying healthy. And they're there to help you do that. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can print coupons to use in the store. You can leave your email address for future newsletters. You can actually listen to my radio show podcast at their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Remember, if you email them your order and contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com, your order will be ready when you get there. And Facebook. Don't forget about their Facebook page. It's really good. They have great posts. And all you have to do is when you're dedaddling around Facebook, pull up Stay Healthy, click the like button, and start staying connected to the store every single day. It's really important to stay connected to something as important as your lifeline, Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I hope everyone does something great for themselves today. I hope you have an awesome weekend. Do something healthy, something special just for you. Then send me a message and let me know how awesome it was. And remember, take care of yourself and God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m., for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.